I would like to invite our children to come forward.
To move closer here. Okay. Back sometime in the 1930s, quite a long while ago, there was a famous Presbyterian churchman whose name was Karl Barth. And Karl Barth said that every Sunday morning you should get up with the Bible in one hand and the newspaper in the other hand. And I don't know that very many people quote that anymore. How many of us get a newspaper at home? How many of us take the paper? Oh, excellent. I'm one of those people who really likes to start the day with the paper. And the paper has many sections to it, and people have different favorites. Some people like, would you like this section? Some people like the comics. Some people, if they like to cook, like the food section. Does anybody have a recipe in the recipe box from the food section at any? Yeah. I have a recipe for quiche with a bread crust that I found in 1978, and it's still in my recipe box, and I still make it. Some people can't wait for the circulars, can't wait to see what's on sale this week, or where the cheapest fruit is, or Rose said to me right after I got here, except for a gallon of milk, you can get everything at Farm and Fleet. And, you know, we have all the grocery stores, and this is the circular that my girls loved when they were in high school. Had to have the Target circular. And so we get all the circulars, and it used to be in the weekend papers that we had pretty sizable magazines. Now we have these little thin numbers. But this one from several weeks ago happened to be all about Legos. There was a great big huge article in here about Legos. Did you see that article? Do you like Legos? You get this section of the paper, okay? Some people like the sports section. Do you have any sports fans out there? Yeah. Oh. The lifestyle section is kind of this catch-all place where you have just articles. This was near Father's Day, so we had an article on honoring dad, but bird feeding, all kinds of things that people do in their daily life. Some people may not read the circulars, but they love the classifieds. Who's selling what? And do I have something that I could sell, and maybe I should sell it through the classifieds? So there are all kinds of things about jobs and garage sales. There are the front page people, and in the front section, they may like to read it because it's got articles from around the world or very local articles. This was back when the black bear was wandering around, and so the black bear and the DeKalb schools were in here. Just all sorts of various articles from near and far. And all these parts of the paper are great. But I have a favorite little piece of the Chronicle that comes once a week, and I haven't mentioned it yet. Does anybody know what's left out?
Crossword.
No. Sudoku games was a good guess. Good. The faith section was another. That was actually a very good guess. The police beat. No. Sometimes I've read that to make sure I'm not in it, but no. The obituaries, there have been times when I've had to read the obituaries. Okay, on Wednesdays in the midweek section of the paper, there is this great treasure, if you love history, called Looking Back. Looking Back. And 100 years ago, right now, I want to tell you that Mrs. Mabel Beebe and her husband and children were in Chicago. And her husband and children came home to Sycamore, and Mrs. Beebe said, I'll be home in a few days, and Mrs. Beebe never came home. Also in July of 1914, the auditorium of the Congregational Church was filled, and they had to open the doors to the parlors because they had a brand new show-off organ. A water tank collapsed in Sublette. The International Harvester Company was taking a whole bunch of pictures of agricultural equipment because this was at the very beginning of the moving picture industry. We all went to the movie last night at the Robs. Well, this was the very beginning of making movies, and they would take still pictures and make them move, and it was quiet. They hadn't figured out how to do the sound piece yet. So that happened, but my favorite piece of information from July of 1914 was this. A Chicago boy who found a pearl while clamming in the Kishwaukee on the John McQueen farm in Kirkland last week is about as happy as a kid there is, as his father disposed of the pearl in Chicago for $300, which today would be just shy of $7,000. Now watch the rest of that bunch tear up the riverbed. And as close as I can figure, because I tried to find information on this farm, is that it must be where the McQueen Forest Preserve is, because the river runs all the way through there. But this is a great story for us this week because of what's going to be in the scripture in just a minute. Where we already talked this morning in the call to worship about pearls, and we're going to be hearing about pearls more. So this is like my favorite looking back ever. So, thank you, and listen for the pearls. You know, and in the midst of all these stories about agricultural equipment and family troubles and the auditorium of the Congregational Church and the water tank and the pearls, that's where we believe we encounter God and where we get a sense of what the Holy's all about. And so whether we hear the stories from 125, 100, 75, 50, or 25 years ago, there are places for us to look for the presence of God. And this was a real winner this week. So thank you both. Enjoy the Lego. You know what about I heard about Legos yesterday? Back 15 years ago, there was a big ship outside of Japan that was loaded with Legos, and it lost its cargo. And those Legos are still washing up on shores all around the globe. And there's a woman who loves Legos, and she started a website. And people still report in almost daily about finding Legos on the coast of Wales or finding Legos on the coast of Australia. And they haven't changed at all. They haven't deteriorated at all. It's kind of a great environmental story about what doesn't happen to plastic. So I looked to see if that was in this article, but they didn't mention that. So thank you. And from the Gospel of Matthew this morning, we hear a short series of parables that were all hinted at in our call to worship. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid, and then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. And when it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood this? And they answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old.
I read a wonderful sentence about the parables this week, and the question was asked, do the parables help us understand the truth, or do they make it more uncomfortable for us to avoid what we should not avoid? Amen.
One of the things that I have been doing for the last 15 months is that I have been driving a lot of the roads of DeKalb County. I like to be geographically oriented. And I like to know how to get from here to there by more than one way, between construction and flooding and large agricultural equipment. It's helpful to know more than one way to travel about. Road naming is an interesting proposition. Now, some of the roads are really obvious. Old State was obviously the way that State Route, Old State used to run before they decided to straighten it out and make part of it one of the ways to get to Mayfield Church. Stone Quarry or Davis School or Flora Church, those are all pretty easy to figure out. Either something in the landscape or a built item gave that road its name. I always assume when I see a name that sounds like a last name, Wolf, Lanin, that there once was the biggest farm on the road that gave the road its name, or perhaps a road that led to somebody's farm. There are the easy ones like Malta or Genoa or Samanak that tell you about one of the towns at the end of a stretch of road. But ever since I've been here, I've been fascinated by Pearl Road in DeKalb County. And I tried to find out where it got its name from. Was it named for a family that had that name? Can't find out the answer. I have no idea if that road got renamed, that road that does run through Kirkland, after the discovery of the Great Pearl in the Kishwaukee River. But since I can't find another explanation, I'm going to use that explanation until I learn differently. And before I read that little piece in the midweek paper, I was already planning to riff on Pearl Road this morning, since Pearl Road lined with fields seemed like an obvious given this gospel text. And then I read about the pearl in the Kishwaukee River, and I started to think about the kingdom of God is like a boy from Chicago in the Kishwaukee River clamming